some quiet conversation.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Hadlin, Ryan Elke in the Motor City Studio. Anthony Bellino coming from the Radio Bunker. Great to have you riding along with us. No matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening, we appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning, all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well, from Traverse City down to Toledo. Pleasure to have you riding along with us. Text the keyword sports radio to 21000, sports radio to 21000. Auto Valley guest line 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. I hope they never retire this song from the Lions games. I know that there was this push that, hey, should we get rid of Africa by Toto?
Why?
I don't know. Something. I don't know if Pride of Detroit wrote it or who it was. But, I mean, throughout the course of an NFL game, there's how many stoppages? There's a lot. And the fact that you're going to need all the music you have available throughout the game, like, come on.
The best thing is the Lion King thing. That is the Lion Cub. That's the funniest thing ever.
Yeah. The cute babies. The cute little babies. Everybody holding them up. Like, it's awesome. It's good for them. You know what I mean?
There's been some really good promos at Lions games over the years.
That there has been. And that is definitely one of them, without question.
That was great. The field goal kicking at halftime forever, when you'd have to, like, kick one from the 20 and then the 30. And if you could make one from the 40 for a 50-yarder, you'd get, like, $1,000.
I'm all for it. I want more contests. You know, I think that half court shots, you know, at Chrysler, they used to do that with the students would play for their chance to win prizes. I just think when you incorporate games during the breaks like that, I think that it's a very fun, unique element of the game. And of course, anytime you get a fan that gets down on the field, let's say, for example, at Ford Field, like, make an extra point for however many dollars, or do something for the stadium collection, which is the Lions retail store. You know, if you did some gift card there, or if you did it for tickets, like, people would do that for whatever. If you gave them a $20 credit at a concession stand, which is good for like a half a popcorn and like 2 ounces of beer, you know, whatever, people would do it because it's fun. You get to go down on the field and like you're out there in front of everybody. Like, can you make it? Like, I'm all for it. Half court shots. Love that. Scoro. Is another one in hockey, like, to have that wood panel across the goal.
Yeah.
Like,
that
to me has always been fun. We did this one thing at the minor league level with bungee cords. And you would bungee cord one person that gets in a harness and their opponent gets in a harness. And they would start in the middle, and their one bungee cord attached to both people, and you would run in opposite directions. They'd have to go.
Okay, are these actual bungee cords, or did they have like a legitimate lock on the end?
It's a bungee harness. Like, it's like the bungee is attached to this harness that you wrap around your shoulders. You put on like a backpack and then clip, you know, so it stays somewhat secure. And you would run in opposite directions to grab the subs, and then you'd have to deliver the subs back to the middle. So it's a really.
And the winner got to go to the aggro crag, and.
The winner got it like a free sub. They got like a $20 gift card to Subway. But it was awesome, right? And one time we had this couple that wanted to do it. And the guy was a little more overzealous than the girl. And as they got, you know, strapped in the bungees, we're telling them, like, hey, make sure that you give a full effort. Because if you don't, like, you're going to, like, it's one of those things where if you're not going
you're
100%,
not going to end well.
You're going to get hurt. Yes. If you don't go 100% like they tell you in the football field. Like, give it your all every play, because if not, you're going to get hurt. This was a perfect example of that. The guy takes off, right? 3, 2, 1, go. The guy takes off towards his sub, and the girl, like, slowly starts running, and she got yanked back so hard. I mean, she went off her feet, back, hit the dirt right there in the warning track, hit her head, helmet flew off. Dude, hilarious, right? She did not think it was funny. I thought it was, I was like, this relationship is over. That's what this is. This is, we just watched a breakup happen in real time. And it was great. I loved every second of it. I can understand why she, you know, because her feelings were hurt. She got embarrassed in front of everybody. That was part of it. But the other part was the physical damage that was done. He would never recover.
If you aren't willing to get embarrassed, then don't do it. Because it's like, if you go, if you go to a show of any kind or an event like that and you volunteer,
a comedy show,
right, you're going to get made fun of at some point. It doesn't even have to be comedy. Like, if you volunteer at a magic show, okay, joke's on you. You're going to get made fun of at some point.
And she didn't take too kindly to it. I'm just telling you. So I'm all for that. As someone who is the coordinator of fun and smiles, I'm all for the in-game games. As long as you can get everybody on the field and off the field in a specific amount of time. Like the Dr. Pepper National Championship, kids are throwing footballs into the cans. Like, it's fun. It's entertaining. Guess what? It eats up downtime. That's the biggest thing from a game operation standpoint. When you have time that people are just sitting there, you want to keep them entertained. So you have to book acts. You have to come up with contests and games because no one can just sit there and relax for 20 seconds. They got to be in your face. That's why Red Panda comes out on her unicycle flipping China bowls on her head. Like, it's just one of the, and it gets paid handsomely for it. Speaking of that, Quick Change. Have you ever heard of Quick Change? This man and woman, they would come out onto the court or to the diamond or onto the ice, wherever. They traveled all around the country to sporting events everywhere. We had them in Michigan. We had them in Toledo.
Is
we had
this
them all over
the
place.
Blind guy? Is that no, what you're talking about?
No, it's just a husband and wife combo that they had like this curtain, right? And they would come out in clothes and they would pull this curtain up. They would like throw the curtain up. And by the time the curtain came back down and hit the floor, they would be in different clothes. Like, that was the whole act, is how quickly they could change into different outfits.
Well, there was one that they had at the Pistons game a few years ago. It was like an acrobatics team, but I believe the husband was completely blind.
I think it's the Detroit Pistons extreme team. Is that what you're? Is that the acrobatics team?
I don't know.
Is that what you're looking for? The guys that jump off the trampoline?
No, these are like this is like a legit like husband and wife team, and they traveled. You know, like Red Panda kind of thing.
How about the great and powerful Slotik? This guy is like 65 years old, and what he does is he stacks chairs on top of each other, and then he climbs up the chairs as he stacks them. And by the time he gets to the top, you know, he's damn near the scoreboard at Chrysler, and he does a handstand on the highest chair. And it's like, look, here's the deal. I understand the value of entertainment, and this is what this guy does. If for some reason a little breeze were to come in, his hand were to slip, whatever the case may be, if he falls, like, we have to delay the restart of the game now because he's not getting up. Like, if he falls off, like as high as he is, there's no chance. Like, he's done. I'm like, I don't know why we're, like, it makes me, I don't even watch. It makes me nervous. I don't want to see it. You got this elderly gentleman climbing up these chairs to do a handstand at the top, and he's in, like, this Evel Knievel, like, suit, you know, this onesie thing that zips up. It's just, it's preposterous. The things you see at sporting events, but it's one of those things where it's like, hey, you got to keep people entertained and, you know, keep them engaged. Keep them, there's this fight to keep everybody engaged all the time. I'm like, look, relax. You know, it's halftime. It's intermission. Like, go get a drink. Now's a great time to visit the concession stand. Just make sure you're back in your seat by the time the game starts. And guess what? If you're not, it's going to be okay. The game's still going to get played. You'll be fine. You might miss a goal. You might miss, you know, some buckets or a touchdown or whatever, but the game is going to go on. But this constant idea that you have to keep people entertained, I think baseball is probably the worst because you have to have things going on every inning, and because of the breaks and the stoppages, and it's just like, oh, my goodness. What's going on at the top of the first, bottom of the first, top of the second, bottom of the second? You know, and from somebody who worked in baseball, you're running all around the stadium just trying to figure things out, like, hey, Do we have contestants for this game? Do we have T-shirts for that? Do we have flying baseballs for this? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you're just going through. You're like, good God. Yeah, you're looking at a 12,000-step day right there just from working one game. It's incredible. You know, then you got kids wiping boogers on you. They're crying. Yeah, they want, you find a kid to do something. The kid doesn't want to do it, and he chickens out because he's a wuss. It's like, oh, goodness, what are we doing? What are we doing right now? We're doing live radio. That's what we're doing right now. All right, when we return, I want to hop into a little bit of, you know, Dan had asked this before the show, Jane Slater of NFL Network. She was on the Dan Patrick Show yesterday. We're going to get into that conversation, but not so much of what she said to Dan Patrick yesterday, but what the internet is in a rage over what's going on with Jane Slater in working in sports. So we'll get into that next here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Hey, great news. BetMGM welcomes hockey fans to the action with a special offer for new customers. Sign up today and receive $100 in free bets when you place any $1 wager on a Detroit Red Wings game, regardless of your bet's outcome. It doesn't get any easier than that. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. Just use bonus code SHEPBET100 when you make your first bet to take advantage of the offer. Experience hockey and all your favorite sports like never before with the King of Sportsbooks innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and a whole lot more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code SHEPBET100 to automatically receive $100 in free bets when you place a $1 or more wager on any Red Wings game. Hit the ice today and wager with confidence at BetMGM, official partner of the NHL and the Detroit Red Wings. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
If you or your family is touched by autism, learn more about Freddy's Foundation at #PopTheTap at FreddyThePizzaMan.com. That's F-R-E-D-I, ThePizzaMan.com. Or email FreddyThePizzaMan at gmail.com.
We have batteries, brakes, mufflers, and more at your auto value hard store, where service is the difference. We get it.
For trusted performance, install Dorman premium steering and suspension parts on your vehicle. Dorman Chassis Solutions reliably meet the needs of fleets, trucks, and everyday drivers. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and get 15% off orders of $75 or more with coupon code GREEN15. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Halen and Ryan Elke in the Motor City Studio. Anthony Bellino coming to you from the Radio Bunker. Great to have you ride along with us all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. We were supposed to get some Pistons basketball tonight, but because the Raptors have a little bit of a they've got a COVID scare, that game is going to be postponed. Instead, they're going to make that game up and just go through all the protocol and get it done tomorrow. So that will be in Toronto, by the way, playing in Tampa. So the Pistons will play a road trip back-to-back. They'll be in Tampa for tomorrow night's game, a 7 o'clock tip-off against the Raptors of Toronto. And then they will travel up to New York to take on the New York Knicks on Thursday evening. But a full slate of action tonight on your television beginning at 5 o'clock. The Toledo Rockets taking on the Central Michigan Chippewas. Ryan's Chippewas have a chance to upset the Rockets, but the Rockets, who have already claimed the number one seed in the Mid-American Conference tourney, they are looking to win outright the Mid-American Conference regular season title. We'll get more into that conversation with John Wagner coming up next, just about that regular season versus the tournament versus the NCAA. But as I wrote for MichiganSportsNetwork.com, I think you have to do this in some sort of a, I don't know what your expectations are, and Ryan, I'd like to get your thought on this as well, just because you're a college hoops junkie. And Dan, have we got you committed to being a college hoops junkie? Are you in on the fun yet? You know you love it.
The big games, MSU, Michigan.
But you don't necessarily just you're not gonna
maybe for gambling purposes.
You want to pick a team? You just want to pick a team, Dan? You pick Creighton for all I care. It doesn't matter to me.
Pick a Texas team.
No way.
They have four good ones.
They got four teams in Texas.
Just pick, yeah.
Baylor, Texas A&M,
Listen,
Texas Tech.
Listen, great day of college basketball. You have Texas. Baylor, West Virginia. Huge. Is the lead-in game to Michigan. It's a 5 o'clock game. How that, like, why can't we keep doing that?
Do why a 5 Michigan and 7. Why can't Michigan be a 5 o'clock game? Let's go. Like, let's go. I love early. Dude, do you know what they did Thursday? Do you have any idea what they did Thursday? Thursday, Michigan plays Michigan State at 7 o'clock, right? All of us, we were giggling about it because we're like, yeah, 7 o'clock tip-off. Like, thank God. They scheduled the Michigan women's game at noon at home, which means
you're there at 11 till
what am I
going to
do? What am I going to do between the end of the women's game, which is probably 2:30 in the afternoon, to the start of the men's game at 7?
I have an office.
I mean,
10 minutes away. I'll give you the key.
It is Ann Arbor, you know.
Yeah, and they're in basically shutdown. They have radioactive spiders. They have BB.
BB-8
rolling around with COVID.
You could probably go. You can probably go eat some free food at Zingerman's like everyone else.
Oh, Dan, that's not on the plan. That's not on that. I'm not eating Zingerman subs. I'm not equipped.
You don't
for
have
that's
to
not his cheat
it.
Day.
No, you don't have to. You eat the free. You can. You know, you can go in there and literally sample any product they sell, right?
I did not know that. No.
Yeah, you can literally go there and eat
when they've ordered it catered for like, you know.
Oh, they have like meats in there that are like a couple $100 a pound. I swear.
All right, I'm gonna have to look that up because.
Okay, look it up.
A couple $100 a pound.
I swear.
Is that some ammonia barco?
It's like age stuff.
Oh. If people saw aged beef and what it looked like, they'd never eat it. They would never eat it. But you just got to get that fur off the edge. You know, that's what you got to do. You got to get that fur, you know, shave that off there before you get to the meat. So Thursday's a mess. But great slate of basketball, as you were saying, Ryan. We've got a 5 o'clock tip-off. West Virginia and Baylor.
Yeah, that's tonight on ESPN. And that leads into Illinois, Michigan. And then for state fans, at halftime, you got to switch to BTN for MSU Indiana.
Are you happy that MSU Indiana is on BTN, or do you wish that they were the second game or the third game, I guess, on ESPN?
No, I'd take the eight. I wish it was same time as Michigan. Bump it to 7. Why it has to be 8 o'clock from East Lansing? So I'm gonna stay up till past 11 tonight.
Well, that's so that the Michigan fans can tune into Michigan State second half, and Michigan State can watch Michigan's first half. Totally makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm sure they have a 6 o'clock game beforehand. They have to. There's no way you just ran.
Yeah, it'd be in Minnesota. It'd be out in a central time zone school, I'm sure.
And which would make zero sense whatsoever. But a lot of great games tonight. Besides just the college hoops, you'll also get the Red Wings and the Blue Jackets tonight. Fox Sports Detroit at 7 o'clock if you're interested in a little puck before we get into the Pistons basketball. It was supposed to be played tonight but got postponed and will be played tomorrow. Jane Slater made a comment. She was on the Dan Patrick Show, and they were talking a whole myriad of different topics, like J.J. Watt, where he would go. He announced yesterday, he said, "I'm the source." Somebody actually tweeted me, "Why does it matter if he's the source? Why does it matter if he, so that there's no misconstrued details or rumors floating around out there about where he's going?" Or
like,
you know,
there was like 30 minutes before he posted it, because people are like, "Look at this Peloton rider with his name, KJ Watt, put his 3 finalists for the teams of Buffalo, Cleveland, and Tennessee." I think I already know what the third team was.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Just like, ridiculous. And that's what people were doing. The sleuths were trying to find out on the internet, based on clues that he left, allegedly, that where he was going to sign. He signs with the Arizona Cardinals, which I think was interesting because some of the other teams in the conversation were Green Bay. Thank God he didn't sign there. We don't have to see him twice a year. Now we'll only see him once. You know, it's interesting that we will see the Cardinals again. We'll see Matthew Stafford again. So, you know, that, you know, there will be some interesting times here. But the game will be at L.A. For Stafford and company. But he didn't go to Green Bay, to where we have to see him 4 times in the next 2 seasons minimum. He didn't go to Minnesota, same difference. He didn't go to Chicago, that's awesome. He didn't go to Indy, which was interesting, or Tennessee. Now, Tennessee and Indianapolis, along with Green Bay, would seem like much more you know, championship-ready caliber clubs than what Arizona is featuring. Cardinals might not be that far behind, but in a very difficult division in the NFC West, it's going to be very challenging for Arizona to be able to get over that hump. You know, they were a 6-win team last year, or pardon me, an 8-win team last year. San Francisco was 6-10. You got to imagine with Jimmy Garoppolo coming back that they'll be a little bit better. Can they chase the LA Rams? Oh, I don't know. I really don't know. Can they catch the Seattle Seahawks? If this rift in Seattle continues, then maybe that's a possibility. But for J.J. Watt, it seemed like, you know, the Indianapolis Colts looked pretty primed at the pump. It's intra-division, so maybe he did or did not. Maybe that was a factor in why he wouldn't go there, as he didn't want to have to play the Texans twice. Maybe did them a solid. Same with Tennessee. Buffalo, there were rumors that, you know, Buffalo might be an attractive option. I thought Buffalo would have been a really good fit. And then Green Bay, of course, because he went to school in Wisconsin after his time in Central Michigan. You don't go to Buffalo, you don't go to Wisconsin, you don't go to Tennessee, and you don't go to Indy if you have the opportunity to go to Phoenix. And as I texted you guys yesterday, the quality of life in Phoenix, far superior than any other team. And if you're going to be able to make... Any other team on that list.
Okay, yeah, on the list.
Yeah, the only other team that offers a better quality of life, LA Rams and Chargers, Miami Dolphins.
Nashville doesn't have the weather all the time, but Nashville's a pretty cool place to live.
Yeah, middle of the country.
You've never been there. I'm telling you, you would enjoy it, Anthony.
I can only imagine all the bachelorettes that are headed to Nashville.
Lots of jean shorts.
That's what they always say. Nashville isn't ready for it. Like, yeah, okay. All right. Nashville isn't ready for you. You and your six friends are going to go to Nashville. What are you going to do?
We tore it down, okay?
That sounds like a felony offense if you tore something down. Why would you destroy property while you're there? You know? It's like, oh, they're not ready. What are you going to do? Walk around with a sash on and some cowboy boots? Like, come on. Bride's crew. Something we're not going to see anywhere
it's
else.
Called a bride tribe.
Bride tribe. Can't say tribe. What's the matter with you? So J.J. Watt has decided to go to the Arizona Cardinals. We're not even going to be able to get to the Jane Slater comment about unpaid internships. Maybe we can tackle that a little bit later on in the program. But for those of you that want to work in sports, depending on how badly you want it, what your situation is, you might have to take an unpaid internship. Should they even have them anymore? I don't know. Prefer to get paid. Me personally, that's my standing. But as someone who did unpaid internships, I understand both sides of this argument. We'll hop into it a little bit later on because we got to step aside. John Wagner is going to join us next. He spent a couple of decades covering Mid-American Conference basketball, also spent some time covering the Cleveland Cavaliers. But we'll dive into a little more of our hoops discussion as Super Tuesday rolls along here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Anthony Bellino here on behalf of TwinSpires Online Sportsbook, Racing, and Casino. TwinSpires is now live in Michigan, and they're offering new players their best offer yet with up to $1,000 in risk-free bets. TwinSpires is backed by the same team as the Kentucky Derby and Churchill Downs Racetrack and brings over 140 years of tradition, excitement, and wagering experience. Whether you're an avid gambler or a first-timer, they've got your bets. And now with Hall of Fame quarterback Brett Favre on board as the Sportsbook Ambassador, TwinSpires is coming out of the starting gates with their best offer yet. For new players in Michigan, TwinSpires will give you 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000. You heard that right, up to $1,000 in one whole week to try your luck. Bet on the game this weekend, or if you're bored at work, give European soccer a shot, risk-free from your phone. Just download the TwinSpires Casino and Sportsbook app today and enter the promo code FREE1000 to participate. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit www.twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and physically present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
What's on your list this week at Meijer? Save on the things you need and more with great deals and low prices, like red seedless grapes, 99 cents per pound. 80% lean ground beef, ground fresh in-store daily, just $1.99 per pound. Gain liquid laundry detergent is only $3.99 with M-Perks. Plus, get 30% off select apparel for the family. Save big on the essentials now through Saturday at Meijer. Why pay more? Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
We have batteries, brakes, mufflers, and more at your Auto Value Parts Store, where service is the difference.
For trusted performance, install Dorman premium steering and suspension parts on your vehicle. Dorman Chassis Solutions reliably meet the needs of fleets, trucks, and everyday drivers. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and get 15% off orders of $75 or more with coupon code GREEN15. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it!